Steele calling from Durham, North Carolina.
Good morning, and I greet you from Durham, North Carolina, as well as Minister Cox. And we are now going before the Lord in prayer. Our Father, our gracious Father, our King, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Confidant, Lord, we come to you this morning with hearts of thanksgiving. We thank and praise you, Lord, that you have given us a mandate to keep our focus on you. And when we do that, we know that all hurt, all harm, all fear is gone. Father, we thank and praise you that we can start our focus on you by starting our day out here on the TMC call. Lord, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for Dr. P.K. Roberts, for the D.A. De Leon family, Lord, because they kept their focus on the Master to experience the wealth and riches that we get from being as a part of this call and a part of Artists International. Now, Father God, we thank and praise you for the speaker. We join our faith together for utterance that will go forth with clarity, O God, because we have bound that old slew-footed devil in the name of Jesus, and no weapon formed against us or this call shall prosper. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for blessing the speaker. We thank you, Lord, that whatever the speaker's hands touch, prosper. We thank you, Lord, for the word that they will bring forth, that it will enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers as we begin our day. Father, help us to be more than just hearers of the word, but doers as well. We give you praise, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. I love you, my TMC family, and let's go out and focus on the Master this day and every day. Host, are you there?
I am. Minister Willett, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, my sister.
God bless you. Well, to God be the glory for you, Minister Willett. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us on this Monday, where we have asked us to focus on the Master, and thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Southern California, and I greet each and every single one of you on behalf of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. Each and every single Monday through Friday, when you call into this call, our mission statement is that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day. And so we stand on Scripture Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so each and every single day we start this call off in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and then on Fridays we take your prayer requests, your praise reports, and we hear your testimonies. But if there is something that's going on with you during the week and you want us to stand in agreement with you, then I invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and we will respond to you. We also have a phenomenal website that we would like to invite you to log on to. So if you go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, you will enter our website, and on our website you will see different information there, information about the call. You will see the bios of our speakers, and all of our messages have been archived since the inception of this call, and that would be all the way back on October the 25th, 2010, and so we're going into our fifth year, and praise God for what he's doing here on the Master's Call. Immediately following this call, every single Monday through Friday, we have the opportunity to head over to the morning motivational call where the visionary is Platinum President Godmother Dorothy Cook, and you hear a ton of information on that call. You get motivated for your Artist International business. And maybe some of you on this line are not familiar with what Artist International is, but we are the number one reshaping and health and wellness company in the world. An appointment with Artist will truly change your life. So if you don't know what Artist is, if you have not had the opportunity to have an appointment with us, then we invite you to get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will definitely be more than glad to share with you how this opportunity in Artist International can change your life. So at this time, we're going to hear, oh, you know what? I forgot to give you guys the number for the morning motivational call. So let me just give you that right quick. 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598 pound. Again, the morning motivational call immediately following this call, 530-881-1300, and the access code 539598 pound. Now it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning, she is known here on the Master's Call as our prayer general, and we so much love her. She's definitely a mighty, mighty woman of God. And her bio reads, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew 6:33. A devoted servant of God, a daughter, a sister, a proud auntie who loves to pray, Minister Robin Wilson. That is who our speaker is for today. She loves to share the love of God with others. She is also our prayer general, as I said, here on the Master's Call, and an Artist International distributor. Minister Robin is a living testimony that you can live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. No matter what has happened, you can be successful and live a life in Jesus Christ. You can be all that God said you can be, because there is nothing impossible to them that believe. Minister Robin shares with all that she meets that there is nothing too difficult for God. And when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you, and he will give you the desires of your heart. She is an ordained and licensed minister and elder at Faith Fellowship Ministries World Outreach Center in New Jersey, serving in various capacities and leadership roles. She is a Bible teacher, a businesswoman, and a health and wellness consultant. Her mission is to inspire, empower, mentor, teach, and equip young adults and women to live a victorious life in Jesus Christ. She is committed to winning the lost, teaching the world, and discipling believers. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor to bring to you this morning none other than our speaker today, our messenger that has a message straight from the throne room of God, none other than our prayer general, Minister Robin Wilson, at this time. Minister Robin, are you out there this morning?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Thank you. Good morning to you. Thank you so much. Good morning, TMC family. I am honored. I am so glad that the Lord loves me just like he loves you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for clearing the atmosphere. Yes, we are going to focus on our Father, and I want to send a big hug and kiss to the co-founders of this awesome call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, here it comes, mwah. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, here it comes, mwah. Thank you so much for trusting me to be able to come and share a word with the Lord, with the Lord's people. And most importantly, Father, thank you for trusting me to impart, with you being the Lord of my life and being my king and me being a living epistle. Well, I'm going to go right ahead, family, and move forward with what God has put on my heart, and it's something that I love to do. And just like Minister Tiffany said, I love to pray, and my heart is for our young people. So today's message is praying God's attributes for your children. The Lord has given me an assignment over the years to pray, and I love to pray, especially for our children. So I'm going to go ahead and just give you a couple of scriptures, and you can look these up later. And as I go forward, family, put your child's name in these scriptures, because we know God has a plan and a purpose for each one of them. And as Minister Tiffany said, as I mentor young people, I speak these things over them daily. I speak it over my nephews and my niece, and I speak it over your children also. So we're going to do that today together. And the first scripture is Proverbs 22, verse 6. And we know this: train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Praise God. Well, we know that the Lord is able. God's perfect plan, his purpose, and his will for the lives of our children, for even our lives, everything is found in his Bible. Everything is found in the Word of God. And he is the all-sufficient one. He's the one who will give them all the resources that they need. So we are going to say, Father, we thank you, because we know, and put your child's name in there, that our child, they're able to make all grace abound. We thank you, Lord, because we know that all things are going to work for their good, Lord. And we know, Lord, that they will abound in every good work. Praise God. So when you spend time in God's word, we know that when you pray for your children, it is the lifeline that will keep them. Prayer is the source that will strengthen them. Prayer, it's a divine activity that God told us to do. It is something that we should love to do. It's an interaction with the Holy Ghost. It's a knowing that Jesus is our intercessor. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, and he's making intercession on our behalf. So we know that God is our children's comforter. He is the one who's going to counsel them. He is the one who is going to console them. He is the one who is going to reassure them when they're not sure that they're going in the right direction. And we as the parents, as the guardians, we know that their steps are ordered by God. We know that he will assist them. We know that he is assisting them. We know that he will help them. And he said that he is going to make sure that whatever they put their hands to do, it is going to prosper in the name of Jesus. So again, God is the one who is with them. God is compassionate. He's the one who cares about our children. He's the one who loves our children. He is the one that is going to be with them forever. He is that friend that sticks closer than a brother. He said in his word in Colossians 3:12, listen to this and put your child's name there. I'm going to put my nephews and my niece, may Jaden, may Blake, may Zaire. God, you chose them to be holy, dearly in love. Clothe them, Father. Clothe them with your compassion. Clothe them with your kindness. Clothe them with your humility. Clothe them with your gentleness and your patience. Let people see in each one of them, Father, you, your compassion. We know that God loves our children that much, and that as we continue, as I said, to spend that time in the Word, praying the scripture over them, because the Word of God, it's flawless. His Word is not an accident. His Word is not going to return void. His Word is going to go forward. His Word is pure. His Word is perfect, and his Word is going to ensure that everything they do is going to be a success. And also, we can even pray about their friends. We can pray that if there is anyone in the lives of our children or our young people that should not be there, they can be moved in the name of Jesus. We want them to be surrounded by godly men and women who are going to encourage them, who are going to pray with them, who are going to lead them in the right direction. We want them to know that God is their confidence. God is the one that they should believe in. God is the one that they should have their assurance in. God is the one that they can trust. God is the one that they can rely on. In him, they live and they move and they have their being. So we're going to say to our children, don't throw away your confidence, my precious one. Don't throw it away. You are going to be richly awarded in the name of Jesus. You will persevere in Jesus' name when you continue to do the will of God. You will receive the promises that God has for you. And you can locate that in Hebrews 10, verse 35 through 36. And you can also write this one down. Psalm 71, verse 5, and 1 John 5, verse 14 through 15. God is our children's counselor. He's the one who's going to give them advice. I don't want my nephews and my niece. I don't want the young people that I mentor and counsel. I don't want them to take that advice from the world. I want them to seek the giver, the one who is the wisest, the one who said if they ask for wisdom, he will give it to them liberally, the one who will guide them, the one who will direct them, the one who will sustain them. So we are going to say, children, we want you to praise the Lord because he is the one who is counseling you. He is the one who's going to instruct your heart. He is the one who has gone before you. He said that no harm shall come to you. He said that you will not be shaken in the name of Jesus. And you can go to Psalm 16, verse 7 and 8, and also write down Psalm 119. That is such an awesome psalm. Just read the whole thing. It's so good. And God is their defender because they dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, and they abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So they will not be attacked. There will not be any danger that will surround them. There is a shield of protection. The blood of Jesus protects them. The enemy can't touch them. And anything that the enemy has tried to do or attempted to do or is scheming to do, it is inoperative in the name of Jesus. So let's say to our children, and you can find this in Psalms 35, verse 23, awake, Zaire, awake, Blake, awake, Jaden, and rise. Rise, because God is there for your defense. I thank you for being their defense, Lord God. And we know that our God is everlasting. He is eternal. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we can ask him to protect our children. We can ask him to be with our children. We can send angels forward because they hearken to our voice. And we can tell them, go forward and protect my children no matter where they are. Because you see, there is no distance between the word of God. Time can't stop his word. His word goes forward, and it's going to make sure that our children are protected as we continue to speak his word over them. Hallelujah. His word is powerful. Listen to this. The word of God, it is going to stand forever. Because he is forever. Heaven and earth will pass away one of these days. But he said his word will never, ever pass away. And his word will stand. And his word is eternal. It stands firm in the heaven. It stands firm here on this earth. And nothing can bring down his word. Nothing can diminish his word. So you continue, mom, You continue dads. You continue grandmas. You continue aunties and uncles and guardians, whoever you are. You continue speaking that word over our young people. You speak that word knowing that it is going to go forward. You speak that word knowing that that prodigal child is coming home. You speak that word knowing that those that do not yet know the King of Kings, they will. That veil of darkness will be removed. It will be removed from their eyes in the mighty name of Jesus. They will come into the full knowledge of who our King is. They will serve him. They will be radical. They will be sold out in the name of Jesus. We will say our children are going to dance like David did. They are going to be bold as a lion in the mighty name of Jesus. He has a great plan for them. We will see entrepreneurs and business people. We will see athletes. We will see the next president in one of our children. You speak it over them. We thank you, Lord, for the IT developers. We thank you, Lord, for the athletes. We thank you, Lord, for the secretaries. We thank you, Lord, for those that will be stay-at-home moms. There's not one job, there's not one career, there's not one thing that is too difficult for you and our children. So, Lord, they are in your hand, and we're going to continue to pray your word over them, Lord. Help each one of us, Father, to make sure that we continue to develop that intimate relationship with you and cause our children to desire to know you better. Lord, continue to give them dreams. Continue to give them visions, Father. Let them be an example in their schools, Lord God, at the university, on the football field, Father God, on the basketball court, Father, in front of the venture capitalists, Lord God. Let them be that light that dispels darkness, Father. And as we continue to pray over them, Father God, they will love you more. They will fall deeper and deeper in love with you, Lord. They will sing a new song unto you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. They will yearn to be in your presence, Father. They will be married to you in the name of Jesus. They will not touch drugs, Father. They will not, Father. And if they have, Lord, make them new in the name of Jesus. Let drugs just be something that they can't stand, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that you have their mate. We thank you, Lord God, that you have a perfect plan for them, and they see that plan, Father. You told us to come to you like a child, so we are bringing our children to you, Lord, because you are their defender. You are their confidence. You are able. You are their comforter. And, Lord, you are their counselor. And most importantly, Father, you are the great I am. You are there forever with them. You'll never leave them. You'll never forsake them. You will be with them until the end of time. So we thank you for that. We praise you for that. We honor you for that. We trust you in that. We have confidence knowing that our children will serve you, Lord. We thank you because we are training them up in the way that they should go. And when they grow, oh, Lord God, they will not depart. We know that children are a heritage of the Lord. So, Father, we thank you for the heritages. We thank you, Lord God, that they will continue to do what you have called our children to do and become in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Wow. Minister Robin, can you hear me?
I can. Yes, I can.
Wow. What a magnificent word straight from the throne room today. God bless you, woman of God, for that mighty good word this morning. I'm going to be calling you back shortly to give us our benediction for this day. But let us go to God in prayer at this time. Majestic and mighty God, we praise your holy name. You are marvelous. You are awesome, and you are amazing. And so we thank you, God, that you allowed for us to walk into this day, to wake up in this day, to get up in this day, where there is a purpose and a plan for our lives, God. We seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, and we know that everything else will be added unto us, Father. We ask you right now to allow your will to be manifest in our lives as we go through this day. Allow us to be the great ministers in the marketplace that you have called for us to be, that you have predestined for us to be. And right now I ask that you would just restore your virtue right back into Minister Robin as she has enriched us, empowered us, and enhanced us, oh God, as she has prayed over our children and given us directions and guidance on how we should pray over them every day, that the wills that you have for their lives will be manifest, oh God. And we decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that every single need is met. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that we are covered by your blood and that the blood still works, God. You said that when Jesus died on Calvary's cross, that he died, and the blood that he shed for us. We thank you that all of our sins are forgiven, God. We thank you that we are anointed and that we are powerful and that we walk in your will, God. We thank you, God, for this, the master's call. We thank you for the founders that said yes to your mission and your mandate, God. I thank you right now for each and every single caller who dialed in this morning, Lord. And I pray right now that as they hear what has gone forth, that it will be something that they're able to follow and apply in their lives, God. I speak right now that everyone walks healed and whole, God. I pray right now that every single distributor on this line from Artist International, that their business will increase right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And for every person that goes out this day, whether they go to their jobs or they go to school or they just go out into the marketplace, I pray right now that today will be a great day and that great things will happen, God. We are believing you for miracles, signs, and wonders in 2015, that they will be manifest and that they will be seen, God. So we just thank you right now. We lift up the founders of Artist International, the Diaz de Leon family, and we ask right now that you will continue to carry the vision all around the world, that an appointment with artists will change lives, God. We speak now that products will come in, that new products will come in, and that every single thing that we need will be there in the name of Jesus. We lift up Elvia Diaz de Leon to you, and we pray right now, God, that as she carries this child that you have blessed her with, that all is well, God. And so we just thank you right now. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you will do. And Father God, we thank you for what you've done in our lives, God. And we will be grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and praise. And I decree and declare these things to be so as we stay focused on you on this Monday and every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So to hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 539598 pound. Remember, we will be heading over to the morning motivational call immediately following this call. That number is 530-881-1300 and the access code is 539598 pound. Please don't forget to visit our website, www.themasterscall.net. You can access that anytime, 24/7, any day of the week. And please share with someone. At this time, Minister Robin, can you please come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day?
Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I sure can.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, and also Minister Tiffany and Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. Father, I lift up the TMC family and my family. We are your family. And I thank you, Lord, that the word that has gone forward today has fell on good ground, and it will reap a mighty harvest in our lives. I decree and declare that all of our family members will be saved in the name of Jesus, and they will fulfill the call of God upon their lives. Lord, they are covered with the blood of Jesus, and the angels are encamped around them, protecting them. I bind in the name of Jesus any demonic activity that has been put against our children. It will not prevail. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.